News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, is with us. Sean, from a road haulier, farm worker perspective, every silver lining has a cloud because the deal between the US and Iran has normalised fuel prices, or at least has them on the road to further normalisation, and that means that the government is taking away the supports.
Yeah, well, look, these supports were due to expire and are due to expire at the minute on the 31st of July. So if absolutely nothing changed between now and then on the 1st of August, you'd see the prices go up by about 32 cents a litre for diesel and 27 cents a litre for petrol, as well as some increase on home heating oil as well. And tonight you're going to see the Taoiseach, Taoiseach, and Minister Sean Canney representing the independents in government. They're meeting to discuss, well, what do they do about that? Because, you know, they kicked it out to July with the idea being we'll see how things are going, basically, with the war and with oil prices in general. Now that they are coming down, you know, I passed a garage this morning where diesel was as low as 1.71. So even if you restored it, the full 32 cent to it, it'd be just over €2. But I don't think they are going to do that. I think politically, if nothing else, it would be an act of self-sabotage for the government to come and in one day overnight put up fuel prices by so much. What they're going to do and how they're going to taper out the supports, that's what's up for grabs tonight, I guess.
But was the expectation among those in the industry and in the agriculture and haulage sector going to be that it would remain as is through until the end of July?
Well, it is going to remain as it is until the end of July. That is not going to change. What is up for question is what that will look like beyond the end of July. Now, both the Taoiseach and Taoiseach have said there isn't going to be a cliff edge, so we're not going to have that idea of 32 cent and 27 cent being added overnight. The debate and what they're talking to officials today is, how do you phase that out? Is it done maybe over a number of months? Is it done in a number of stages? Is it you signpost out to the budget? Maybe each month we add 5 cent. Is it going to be a case of on the 1st of August, fuel prices go back up to maybe 180, 190 a litre, and then further again, they reduce them? That's what hasn't been decided. And I suppose complicating the picture is the fact that actually one of the unintended consequences, if you like, of doing this is that it's actually reduced inflation. There's estimates that it's reduced inflation by up to 0.6% in the time that they have cut those fuel prices. So I don't think there's going to be any change between now and July. There is even a world in which they extend the cuts as they are beyond July, maybe until September, before some sort of a change and some sort of a phasing out is had. But obviously that comes with a price tag. There is a warning as well to Simon Harris's finance minister that you want to do all these lovely things in the budget, but this is going to cost you hundreds of millions of euro if you extend it. So I guess it's balancing out the politics of it while also being aware from a government point of view that fuel just has come down. It's back in the 170s again, and it's not sustainable, they don't think, for the government to continue to subsidise that long term.
Politically speaking, has the government benefited from the reductions in excise duty? Because it strikes me as one of those things that the people in receipt of it are not happy with what they received, nor the effort that they had to put in to get it. And everybody else who isn't in receipt of it is looking at money that could be spent on other services or provided in tax reductions being given to one sector.
And they have been hammered in the Dáil pretty consistently about it, that they've done nothing else on the cost of living. Sinn Féin used two of its three leaders' question slots last week to raise this and to basically say and try to spin the image that the government is intending to put the full whack back on at the end of July, even though they more than likely aren't. There's going to be a bill in the Dáil this week from AIM2 basically seeking to extend these cuts out at the rate that they are at the minute. So no, I don't think politically they've won. It did take the temperature off, because if you remember when these came in, we were just on the back of the fuel protests. The country had been basically gripped by them and put into an almost a lockdown. There was obviously hundreds of petrol stations that didn't have fuel. We're a long way away from that, so it did take the heat away from that. And if, you know, the fuel protest organizers were suddenly to say let's get back on the streets, it's unclear how much support that they would have for that at the minute. That's why I think there'll be more of a tapering of things. You could very easily see how things would turn on the government again if they were to decide overnight, here's 32 cent on a cost of a litre of diesel diesel, whereas if they do it in a more tapered way, it sort of manages that anger and distrust. But if it's been a big vote winner, I don't think it has. And that also comes at a time when the weather's been pretty good. People aren't thinking about home heating oil, and people may be doing a bit of travelling and looking at the price of petrol and diesel. But overall, it hasn't been as big an issue as it will be, say, in October when we get into the budget and it's really getting cold in folks' minds again.
And lastly, Sean, to what degree has it set a precedent? Because the crossing of that €2 threshold was sort of the trigger for the government stepping in. Is there now an assumption that whether it be Iran or anything else, that if we see similar fast climbing prices in petrol and diesel and home heating oil, there will be a requirement for them to step in again?
Well, yeah, like, remember, this is a government that only in the last budget got away from the cost of living supports it had brought in during COVID, during the war in Ukraine after that had started and pushed up prices, and had spent so many years trying to get away from that, with the Department of Finance really, really stressing that they needed to do it. Now, within a couple of months, they've been brought back, and that intervention has been put in there. I think people now roundly expect a cost of living support packet in the budget, no matter what is happening in Iran and what that looks at towards the end of the year. Certainly, all of the opposition parties are pushing it, even pushing still for emergency budgets to be brought in. So, yes, I think in short, you're right. There is an expectation of further intervention, kind of regardless of what happens. And when we see the bumper tax returns and tax takes that have been coming out in Exchequer figures each month, that hasn't exactly helped the government's case that, oh, we only have so much money, when we can see there is a pot. How stable that pot is, that's another question. That's one for the economists. But there certainly is that expectation that when things get rough, the government is going to intervene. And that has a price tag.
Sean, thank you very much. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.